Happy Wednesday again, VoiceTubers. I am Girl and Boot from Girl and Boot Far in Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I'm a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today's video talks about how your voice changes as you get older. Now, I don't know if you can just tell by listening to my voice that I am a 20-something-year-old, or maybe I sound more like 30-year-old, or 50-year-old. Well, I don't know about you, but I've always thought that it was possible to tell someone's age by just listening to their voice. I can kind of tell if somebody's 20 years old or 40 years old, and this video explains exactly why you can tell. And it has to do with the breaking down of the tissues of the larynx of older people, and it's actually kind of scary if you think about it. Anyways, here's the passage for today.
So how exactly does our voice box work, and what causes these shifts in speech?
So sorry about that background noise from the video, but I'm gonna repeat what he just said. So how exactly does our voice box work, and what causes these shifts in speech? 好，那现在呢，我用中文跟你解释一下这个 passage 里面呢一些比较需要注意的发音上的点。那今天呢，我主要想跟你讨论一下这个 x 这个子音。这个 passage 里面呢有两个 x 的子音的，第一个呢是在 voice box 那个 box 的后面，然后另外一个呢就是他说那个 exactly 的时候呢，子音里面也有一个 x 的。Now, X 呢其实是一个比较特别的一个子音的字母，因为这个字母呢其实是包含两个子音的，第一个就是 K, 另外就是一个 S, 所以出来的效果就是一个 X。那要注意的就是中文母语者说这个 X 的时候呢不够给力，所以他们那个 X 呢会变成比较是一个 S。For example, 如果 voice box 念的不好呢会变成 voice boss。所以这个 X 呢记得里面要有一个很强烈的一个 K, 要堵住那个气然后爆裂出来。X,OK?、Okay? Now, 另外呢我想你注意就是他说这个 exactly 的时候呢，其实这个 exactly 里面那个 X 呢不是一个 X,OK?、Okay? 我想你再仔细听一下，我再说一遍。Exactly,exactly。你有听到吗？其实里面的是一个比较是一个 GZ 的声音 GZ。 你会发现呢很多时候如果有一个字然后呢里面是有 X 当一个音节的开始呢就会有这个情况的，那个 X 呢不是 KS 而是 GZ、okay? So exactly GZ。 那我再给你三个字也是这样的吧。 So 第一个就是 exam,Right, exam, 那个 X 是开始一个音节的，所以也是一个 gz。 另外呢就是example。 最后一个例子呢就是 exit, 不是 exit, 不是这样的，应该是 exit。 OK, 好，那发音教学呢我们就到此为止。如果你对这种发音教学或者正音教学有兴趣的话呢，我有好消息，就是我有计划呢做一个完整的发音课程，给大家一个可能以前从来没有学过的一个英文发音课程。这个课程也可以帮助大家说英文的时候更加有自信。所以我12月10号开始呢，我会跟 VoiceTube 一起为这个课程做一个募资的活动，募资一个月。会在哪里呢？就是会在 www.columbus.cool 这个网站的，然后我这个网站我会放在可能上面我的头像旁边，我会放那个链接，所以大家可以去看看。12月10号前呢会在上面都会有放一些免费的教材的，所以大家可以去看看。好，那我们回去讲英文吧。 Alright, so back to English. Let's look at some words for today.So the first word for today is voice box. So the voice box is that organ in our throat that produces sound, and it houses all of the necessary parts, all the necessary parts that produce sound. And another word for this voice box is the larynx. And in men, the voice box sticks out of the throat. And that part that sticks out is called the Adam's apple. And the second word for today is shift. And a shift simply means a change. For example, you can say that waking up earlier caused a positive shift in my mood, meaning that it caused a positive change in your mood. And the third word for today is speech. And speech is the ability to express yourself using language and words and sentences. So if a child has a speech problem, it means that the child has a problem speaking and expressing himself. And maybe he needs to be taken to a doctor. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. And remember, I have a YouTube video coming out every Monday at 9:09. So remember to go check out my videos. And please do try to do this pronunciation challenge with me, or at least leave a comment down below. And I will see you next Wednesday. Bye.